Hi there. The word for you today is stand out from the crowd. In Romans 12 verse 2, Paul writes, and I'm reading from the Message translation, "Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without thinking." A man walking into a bank held the door open for the lady behind him. Instead of thanking him, she said, "You don't have to hold the door open because I'm a woman." Smiling, he replied, "I'm not doing it because you're a woman. I'm doing it because I'm a gentleman." You know, as believers, we do what we do because of who we are in Christ, not because of how society thinks we should act. We live by a higher law. John says, 1 John 2, verse 27, "The Holy Spirit lives within, so we don't need anyone to teach us what is true." In his book, Hope Again, Chuck Swindoll says, and I quote, "In the Marine Corps, our troop ship carried us onto Japanese soil. For many of us, it was our first visit to a foreign country. We were surging with excitement. Our company commander called us together and said, 'Remember, for the first time in your lives, you're the foreigners. This isn't your country or your culture. You're the minority. These aren't your fellow citizens. They don't speak your language. They know nothing of your homeland except what they see in you. So act in a way that the Japanese people will gain a good impression of your country. As Christians, our citizenship is in heaven. We belong to the kingdom of God, so we need to be on our best behavior. Otherwise, people will get a distorted perception of what our homeland is like. Our earthly culture is pagan to the core. God left us here for a purpose, to demonstrate what it's like to be a member of another country, to have a citizenship in another land, that we might create a desire for others to emigrate." Think about it.